नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अद्य एमए द्वितीय वर्ष कक्षासु तृतीयः पाठः तत्पुरुष समासे उपपद समास प्रकरणं अनुवर्तयामः। येनाक्षर समां नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्ति परिभाव्य च वैयाकरण सिद्धांत कौमुदीयं विरच्यते। उपपद समासः। उपपदं नाम किम् इति दृष्टं गत कक्ष्यायां। तत्रोपपदं सप्तमीस्थम् इति उपपद संज्ञा विधायकं सूत्रम्। तत्र सप्तमीस्थम् उपपदम् इति छेदः। तत्र नाम धात्वधिकारे अस्ति, द्वितीये धात्वधिकारे सप्तमीस्थम् उपपदम्। तानि सर्वाणि प्रायेण कृत्प्रत्ययविधायकानि सूत्राणि। तत्र सप्तम्यन्तं यत् पदं भवति तद्वाच्यम् उपपदं भवति। उदाहरणार्थं कर्मणि अण् इत्यस्ति, तत्र कर्मणि इति सप्तम्यामस्ति, अतः कर्मवाचकं पदम् उपपदम्। कुम्भं करोति इति विग्रहे कृ धातोः कर्म भवति कुम्भः, अतः तस्य उपपदसंज्ञा अस्ति। तस्मिंश्च सत्येव वक्ष्यमाणः प्रत्ययः स्यात्, अतः कुम्भशब्दे उपपदे कृ धातोः अण् इति प्रत्ययः क्रियते। अण् प्रत्यये कृते कार इति रूपं निष्पद्यते। इदानीम् अस्य उपपदस्य तस्य कृदन्तस्य च समासः विधीयते उपपदमतिङ् इति सूत्रेण। उपपदमतिङ् इत्यनेन उपपदस्य अतिङन्तेन समासः समर्थेन समासः विधीयते। उपपदं सुबन्तं समर्थेन नित्यं समस्यते अस्ति। अतः कुम्भं करोति, कुम्भशब्दे उपपदे अण् प्रत्यये कृते कार इत्यस्ति। कुम्भ ङस् कार सु, कुम्भशब्दात् ङस् प्रत्ययः षष्ठीविभक्तिप्रत्ययः। कृद्योगे कर्मणः षष्ठी भवति इति कारणेन षष्ठीविभक्तिप्रत्ययः कुम्भ ङस् कार सु स्थिते। सुपोधातुप्रातिपदिकयोः इत्यनेन सुलोपे कुम्भकार इति समस्तं पदं, तस्मात् सुप्रत्यये कृते कुम्भकारः इति भवति। अत्र कः विशेषः? एनि क्वेश्चन्स् रिगार्डिङ्ग् लास्ट् क्लास्? एनि डौट्स्? ऐ कुड् नाट् फैण्ड् एनि आप्शन् टु मेक् द चाट् अवैलेबल् टु आल् अटेण्डीस्, सो प्लीज् सेण्ड् इन् योर् क्वश्चन्स्। ऐ विल् रीड् द क्वश्चन् बिफोर् ऐ आन्सर् सो दट् अदर्स् केन् आल्सो नो। अकार एट् द एण्ड् आफ् क्रो इन् टु कार्, द प्रत्यय इट् सेल्फ् हेज़् अकार, द प्रत्यय हेज़् अकार। अण् इत्यत्र नकारस्य इत्संज्ञा अ भवति, कृ अ वृद्धौ कृते कार अ प्रत्ययस्य अकारः। तस्य प्रश्नः क्षम्यताम्, ऐ फर्गाट् टु रीड् द क्वेश्चन्। प्रश्नः आसीत् कुम्भकार इत्यत्र अण् प्रत्ययनिमित्ते वृद्धौ कृ धातुः, अण् प्रत्ययनिमित्तेन वृद्धौ कृतायां कार इति भवति, अकारः कथं श्रूयते कार इत्यत्र इति, सः प्रत्ययस्य अकारः कृ अ अण् प्रत्ययः वृद्धौ कार अ कार। अत्र कश्चन विशेषः अस्ति, अतिङ्ग्रहणं ज्ञापयति सुपा इत्येतत् नेह अनुवर्तते इति। समासप्रकरणे सर्वत्र सुवामन्त्रिते पराङ्गवत्सरे इति सूत्रात् सुप् इति अधिक्रियते, सः सुपा इत्यतः सुपा सः सुपा इत्यपि अनुवर्तते, अर्थात् सुप् सुपा सः, सुबन्तं सुबन्तेन सह समस्यते इति सर्वत्र भवति। अत एव द्वयोः सुबन्तयोरेव सर्व समासः, न तु तिङन्तेन इति नियमः। अतः अत्रापि यदि तस्य अनुवृत्तिः अस्ति, सः सुपा इत्यस्य अनुवृत्तिः, तर्हि सुबन्तेनैव समासः इति ज्ञायते। सुबन्तश्च न तिङन्तः, सो वट् एवर् इस् सुबन्त इस् नाट् अ तिङन्त। तर्हि अतिङ् इति किमर्थं वक्तव्यम् अतिङन्तेन समासः इति? अतः वदति अतिग्रहणं ज्ञापयति पाणिनिः उपपदम् अतिङ् इति अतिग्रहणं करोति इत्यनेनैव ज्ञायते सुपा इत्येतत् नेह अनुवर्तते अस्मिन् सूत्रे सुपा इत्यस्य अनुवृत्तिः नास्ति अर्थात् सुबन्तेन समासः न अतिङन्तेन समासः कः भेदः बिकास् वी हेव् ओन्ली टू कैण्ड्स् आफ् वर्ड्स् सुप्तिङन्तं पदम् सो If it is not a subanta, it has to be a tinganta. If it is not a tinganta, it has to be a subanta. So why? What is the speciality? Yes. So here we are not taking the pada at all. So before it becomes a pada, that is, before we add that supratyaya on the uttarapada, we do the samasa. Okay. So, atingrahanam nyapayati supa ityetat nehanuvartate iti. Purva sutrepi gatigrahanam prithakkritya. पूर्वसूत्रं नाम कुगतिप्रादयः इति सूत्रं तत्र गतिग्रहणं पृथक् कृत्य अतिग्रहणं तत्र अपकृष्यते सो कुगतिप्रादयः इति त्रयः भागाः सन्ति तत्र गति इत्यंशे अतिग्रहणम् अपकृष्यते अनुवृत्तेः सदृशः अपकर्षः पूर्वसूत्रात् अनुवृत्तिः उत्तरसूत्रात् अपकर्षः इति नियमः अनुवृत्तिः साधारणतया सर्वत्र भवति अपकर्षस्तु क्वचिदेव भवति यत्र भाष्ये प्रमाणमस्ति तत्रैव अपकर्षः स्वीक्रियते अतः तत्रापि अतिङ्ग्रहणम् अपकृष्यते अर्थात् गतिसमासः अपि गतिसम्यकस्य अतिङा सह भवति अतिङन्तेन सह इति सुपा इति च निवृत्तम् अत्र सुपा इति ग्रहणं नास्ति उभयम् उपपदम् अतिङन्तेन गतिसमासः अपि अतिङन्तेन तथा च गतिकारकोपपदानां कृद्भिः सह समासग्रहणं प्राक् सुबुत्पत्तेः इति सिद्धम् इयं परिभाषा स्वतन्त्रपरिभाषा देर् इस् अ रूल् एस्टाब्लिश्ड् इन् ग्रामर् परिभाषा इस् अ रूल् विच् इस् नाट् डैरेक्ट्लि स्टेटेड् बै पाणिनि बट् विच् इस् इन्फर्ड् थ्रू अ फ्यू आफ् हिस् अटरेन्सेस् फार् एक्साम्पल् हियर् द अतिङ् बिकास् हि सेज़् अतिङ् वी केन् इन्फर् दट् the samasa in case of upapada is not with a tinganta okay so it is neither with a tinganta nor with a subanta so what is it it says prak subutpatteh before you add the supratyaya there is the kridanta as we saw upapada samasa is always with a kridanta because the upapada samnya itself occurs only in case of kridanta mostly it is a general rule there are very few exceptions so Since it is always with a kridanta, for that kridanta, to make it a pada, you add a supratyaya. Kridantasya, krittadhita samasaha ityanena, prativadika samnya asti. Prativadika samnyayam satyam subutpatti bhavati, tataha eva padam bhavati. So, in the normal course, what we would do, we would add the supratyaya, make it a subanta. So, upapadasya subantena saha samasaha iti uchyate. अत्र तु अतिङ् इति विशिष्य उक्तत्वात् सुबन्तेन समासः न सुबुत्पत्तेः प्राक् दट् इस् वित् प्योर् कृदन्त बिफोर् वि एण्ड् द सुप्रत्यय वि डु द समास वासुदेवन् जी हेज़् अ क्वश्चन् दट् इस् इट् इस् द अतिङ्ग्रहण टु इन्क्लूड् कृदन्त यस् इट् इस् टु मेक् श्योर् दट् द समास वित् कृदन्त कृद्भिः सह समासग्रहणं वेन् देर् इस् A samasa being done with a kridanta, it happens before adding supratyaya to the kridanta. Okay. Gati karaka upapadanam. For gati, for karaka and for upapada. In these three cases, we do samasa with a kridanta before adding the supratyaya on the kridanta. तथा च गतिकारकोपपदानां कृद्भिः सह समासग्रहणं प्राक् सुबुत्पत्तेः इति सिद्धम् व्याघ्री अश्वक्रीति कच्छपि इति उदाहरणत्रयं दर्श्यते गतिकारक उपपद त्रयाणामपि उदाहरणम् कः विशेषः सुबुत्पत्तेः पूर्वं समासः अयमेव सिद्धान्तः सिद्धान्ते कथं प्रक्रिया आदौ वि आ इति प्रादिद्वयमस्ति तस्य घ्रा इति धातुः ओके घ्रा गन्धने घ्रा इस् टु स्मेल् सो द धातु गेट्स् द प्रत्यय क ओके सो क प्रत्ययः आतश्चोपसर्गे इति सूत्रेण आकारान्तात् धातोः उपसर्गे उपपदे सो उपसर्गे इस् इन् सप्तमी अतः तत्रोपपदं सप्तमीस्थम् इत्यनेन अस्य उपसर्गस्य उपपदसंज्ञा अस्ति तस्मिन् उपसर्गे उपपदे घ्र धातोः क प्रत्ययः विधीयते सो यू हैव क तत्र आकारस्य लोपः भवति आतो लोप इति च इति सूत्रं तेन घ्र इत्यस्य आकारस्य लोपे घृ इत्यस्ति घृ अ घ्र वि आ इति उपसर्गद्वयं ततः घृ अ घ्र इत्यस्ति इदानीं This is a krudanta. Okay, we don't add any sup to this, so we directly move on to the samasa. Ku gati pradayaha ityanena gati samasaha. Upasargaha kriyayoge gatischa ityanena pradinam kriyayoge upasarga samnya api bhavati gati samnya api bhavati. They have both upasarga samnya and gati samnya. So since it is a gati, ku gati pradayaha ityanena samasaha kriyate gati samasaha. We are ghra. इकोणति इत्यनेन यन्सन्धौ व्याघ्र इति समस्तं प्रातिपदिकम् इदानीं स्त्रीत्वे विवक्षिते वेन् वी इण्टेण्ड् टु रेफर् टु ए फीमेल् टैगर् व्याघ्र इस् अ टैगर् अस् वी नो सो नौ जातेरस्त्रीविषयादयोपधात् इत्यनेन नीश् इति स्त्रीप्रत्ययः क्रियते स्टडीड् स्त्रीप्रत्यय देर् आर् दे आर् द प्रत्ययस् विच् आर् एडेड् टु डिनोट् द फेमिनिटि आफ् एनिथिङ्ग् So there is a pratyaya called nish. Jate hai, which is added to a word which indicates a class. Vyaghra is a class of animals, right? So vyaghra is a jati. So jate hai, ityanena jati vachakate nish pratyaya kriyate. Vyaghra e dishyate. Yasyeticha ityanena vyaghra ityatra akarasya lopaha. Vyaghra e. Vyaghri. इदानीं सुप्रत्ययः सोजसमोक्षस्य इत्यनेन हल्ज्ञाभ्यो दीर्घात् सुतिस्य प्रक्तं हल् इत्यनेन सुप्रत्ययस्य लोपे व्याघ्री इति रूपं सिद्ध्यति सो दिस् इस् वाट् वी वाण्ट् व्याघ्री इस् अ फीमेल् टैगर् प्रथमाविभक्तौ एकवचनम् सो अयं सिद्धान्ते इयं प्रक्रिया तत्र सुबुत्पत्तेः प्राक् समासः गतिकारकोपपदानाम् अत्र गतेः कृद्भिः समासवचनं घ्र इति कृदन्तेन समासः सुबुत्पत्तेः प्राक् सो वी आर् नाट् एडिङ्ग् एनी सुबन्त अट् दिस् स्टेज् दिस् इट्स् अ कृदन्त रैट् आल्रेडी इट् इस् अ कृदन्त कृतर्थित समासाश्च इत्यनेन घ्र इत्यस्य प्रातिपदिकत्वम् अस्ति किन्तु सुबुत्पत्तेः पूर्वं समासः इति नियमवशात् आदावेव समासः क्रियते यदि सुबन्तेन समासः वाट् वुड् हेपन् इफ् वि वेण्ट् बै द नार्मल् रूट् ओके जस्ट् लैक् इन् सीतायाः पतिः इनिशियलि वि एड् सीतायाः इत्यत्रापि सुवस्ति पतिः इत्यत्रापि सुवस्ति ततः सुप्रत्ययस्य लोपः कर्तुं शक्यते कः भेदः वाट् इस् द डिफ्रेन्स् बिकास् एनिवे वि आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु डिलीट् द सुप्रत्यय आन् द उत्तरपद इवन् इफ् यु डू अ सुप्रत्यय यु विल् डिलीट् इट् सो वै नाट् तदा किं भवति वि आ अस्ति घ्रा धातोः कप् प्रत्ययः दट् इस् लैक् देर् सो आतो लोप इति च इत्यनेन लोपे वि आ घ्र इत्यस्ति इदानीम् इफ् यु वाण्ट् टु डू अ सुप्रत्यय बिफोर् दट् बिफोर् वि एड् अ सुप्रत्यय वि डू द लिङ्गबोधक प्रत्यय लिङ्ग सो वि आर् इण्टेण्डिङ्ग् अ स्त्रीलिङ्ग नौ अट् दिस् स्टेज् वि केनाट् एड् नीश् बै जातेरस्त्री विषयादयोपधात् Why? Because it does not indicate a jati now. Only after we do a samasa, vyaghra ityavasthayameva jati vachakatvam ayanti. It is only after we do the samasa that it comes to denote a jati, a particular class of animals. Before that, it is just jighrati iti graha. So anything which smells will be called ghra. Okay? It is not a jati. Since that ghra is not a jati, We cannot add nish. So what do? Instead, there is a default stri pratyaya, which is stap. If no other specific pratyaya applies, we have ajadyata stap. Akarantat shabdate tap iti pratyaya kriyate. It becomes ghra ityasmat tap pratyaya. Savarna dirghe ghra iti bhavati. Okay, we have not yet combined it with v and a. They are still there. We are just adding, concentrating on the kridanta. So we add a tap, it becomes gra, then we add su, तस्य सुप्रत्ययस्य लोपः वि आ घ्रा इत्येव अस्ति. इदानीं समासे कृते इदानीम् अयं सुबन्तः वि आ घ्रासु अत्रैव समासः यदि क्रियते कुगतिप्रादयः इत्यनेन गतिसमासः. सो व्याघ्रा इति रूपं भवति. वि एंड अप विद अ फॉर्म लाइक व्याघ्रा. नाउ वी कैन नॉट ऐड एनी अदर स्त्री प्रत्यय बिकॉज इट इज ऑलरेडी इन स्त्रीलिंग. इट इज ऑलरेडी इंडिकेटिंग अ फेमिनाइन फॉर्म. सो वी डू नॉट ऐड एनी अदर प्रत्यय. इट बिकम्स व्याघ्रा. सो द प्रॉब्लम इज विद द स्त्रीत्व. सो बिकॉज इफ यू वॉन्ट टू डू सुप्रत्यय ऑन दिस, सो बिफोर दट द लिंगवाचक प्रत्यय विल ऑलवेज अप्लाई. ओके. So now, since it is not a jati, we add tap instead of niche and end up with a form like vyaghra instead of vyaghri. Do you appreciate the difference? Then why we need this paribhasha? Because the pullinga forms will be anyway be the same. The strilinga forms will be different. If there is a specific pratyaya to be added after samasa, so if you do that pratyaya before the samasa, you cannot add that, and therefore there will be a difference in form. The agri is not an upapada samasa; it is a gati samasa. We and a are gati; they have the gati samya. So priya asks if agri is an upapada samasa. It is not upapada; it is gati samasa. An example, because the paribhasha has three: gati, karaka, upapada nam, kridhihi saha samasa grahanam. प्राक् सुबुत्पत्ते है. दिस इज एन एग्जाम्पल ऑफ गति वेर गति समासा हैज टू हैपन बिफोर सुबुत्पत्ति ऑन द उत्तर पद ऑन द कृदंत. ओके. सो द नेक्स्ट एग्जाम्पल ही गिव्स इज अश्वक्विति. सो समासात पूर्वं जातिवाचकत्वाभावेन नीशः प्राप्तिः न. ओके. एट दिस स्टेज घ्र if you want to add a stree pratyaya, it has to be tap and nish will not occur. That is the whole problem. Okay. So the next example he gives is ashvakriti. Ashvena krita, that which was bought with a horse. Okay. Ashvena krita is this thing. Ashvakriti iti rupam ishyate. Okay. So it is karana tritiyayaha kridantena samasaha. It is तृतीय अश्वेन इति कर्तृकरणे कृता बहुलम् इत्यनेन समासः. कर्तृवाचकं करणवाचकं च तृतीयान्तेन सह समस्यते स तत्पुरुषः. दिस् इस् अ पार्ट् आफ् तृतीय तत्पुरुष. ओके. तृतीय तत्पुरुष समासः विच् वी हव् आलरेडी स्टडीड्. अश्वेन क्रीता, दट् विच् वास् बाट् वित् अ हार्स्. द हार्स् इस् द इन्स्ट्रुमेण्ट् फार् बयिङ्ग्. सो इट् इस् करणम्. इट् इस् अ कारक. दट् इस् वै इट् इस् stressed. It is a karaka. Gati karaka upapadanam. Ashvaha karakam. Karana karakam. Tasya krita iti kridantam. Kridhatohu kta pratyaha. It is bhutektaha. So it is krit pratyaya. Now krita karana purvat iti nish. What happens in siddhanta? Ashvena krita ityasti. Kridhatohu ta pratyaha. निष्ठायां क्तः. निष्ठा इति सूत्रेण क्त प्रत्ययः. क्रीत इत्यस्ति. सुबुत्पत्तेः प्राक् समासः. अश्व ता क्रीत इत्यस्ति. कर्तृकरणे कृता बहुलम् इत्यनेन समासः क्रियते. सुपोधातुप्रातिपदिकयोः इत्यनेन टाप्रत्ययस्य लोपे अश्वक्रीत इत्यस्ति. इदानीं स्त्रीत्वविवक्षायां क्रीतात् करणपूर्वात् इति सूत्रम्. क्रीत शब्दात् करणपूर्वात्. When the word krita is preceded by a karana, we have nish. Okay, so we add nish. Ashvakrita e iti bhavati. Yasyati cha ityanena akarasya rupe ashvakriti iti rupam. This is what it happens in siddhanta. On the other hand, if you add, try to add, make krita as a subanta before doing a samasa, you have ashvena krita ityasti. Tasmat sritva yoshayam kim bhavati. Since it is not karana purva, okay, samasat purvam, karana purvatva abhavena, okay, you just have the word krita, you don't have ashva, which means it is not karana purva, therefore you don't have nish. Tada kim bhavati, ajajatashta pityanena tap bhavati, ashva krita iti rupam syat. Okay, yadi subantena samasaha, That is, if you try to make Krita as a Subanta before combining with Ashwena, then the form would be Ashwakrita and not Ashwakriti. Because the Agnish can occur only when there is Karana as the Purvapada. So before the Samasa, you cannot add Nish. There will be Tap and the form would be Ashwakrita. Whereas we require Ashwakriti. Therefore, we do Samasa with a Kridanta. At the stage where just you add Kridhato Hukta Pratyaha Kriyate, Kridantatve Sampanne Jhatiti Samasaha. Ashwakrita. Tataha Nish. Ashwakriti. So it is the same problem, I mean very similar example. He is just giving example of different things. The first Vyagri is an example of Gati Samasa. This is an example of Karaka. Karaka combining with a Kridanta. So next we have Upapada combining with a Kridanta. Kachhe Pibati. Iti Kachhapi. Kachhapa is a tortoise. So Kachha is the bank of the ocean or the river. So it lives there and drinks there. Ityataha Kachhapi. It's a female tortoise. Kachhapi. Okay. So Kachha ityasmin upapade. Supi. Supistaha iti sutram tatra yoga vibhagaha kriyate. Tena kap pratyaha kriyate. Subante upapade. Pa akaranta dhatoho. Ka pratyaha kriyate. Pa a ityasti. Atolopa iti cha ityanena. Akarasya lope pa kachha pa ityasti. Hidani upapara samasaha. Upapada mating ityanena samase kachha pa iti bhavati. Hidani jati vachakattu. Right? So again, jate rastri vishaya dayopadhar. Because kachha pa denotes a class of animals. Jati vachakattu masti ityataha. Jate rastri vishaya dayopadhar ityanena nish pratyaha kriyate kachha pi iti rupam. So the same case, just like it we saw with Vyagri, Samasat Purvam. Before we do the Samasa, just pa, pibati iti paha. Okay, so only that which drinks is pa. So it is not a jati. Jati vachakatva bhavena, nishaha praptihi na bhavati. There will not be nish, the form would have to be kachhapa. Whereas the desired form is kachhapi. So to derive such forms, we have established the rule, Gati karaka upapadanam krutchisraha samasa grahanam prak subutpatte hai. And the pramana for that rule, how do we know that rule is acceptable to Pranini, is because he himself says ating. Even though he does not give the paribhasha in this form, he says upapadam ating. So because he says ating, we know that it is not with tinganta, it is not with subanta. So it is at a stage between. Okay, it is at the with the kridanta. Before adding supratyaya. Bhanu Prakash ji asks, are these examples only for feminines? Since for the masculine forms, these have no effect. Exactly. I mean, for a masculine, whether you do the samasa before supratyaya, I mean, adding supratyaya or after that, does not make a difference for the form. Because the supratyaya will be deleted. It is only when we come to the female forms of that we encounter problems. Because of that, it is a general rule. It does not mean for masculine you can do it after Subhutpati. Since it is a general rule for everything, everywhere, if it is a samasa with Kridanta, we do it before Subhutpati. Okay. The example or the purpose of that can be shown only in Strilinga forms, not with Pullinga forms. Okay. Agrimam sutram asti amaiva avyayena upapada samasah eva. So the main sutra for upapada samasa is upapadam ating amaiva avyayena iti niyama sutram. Okay. So it says ama eva avyayena iti padatrayam asti. Okay. Kaha arthaha avyayena, if it is a samasa with an avyaya. Upapada samasa, upapadam avyayena. If an upapada samasa has to combine with an avyaya. Kridantas can be avyayas. Okay, there are kridanta avyayas. There are forms like what we saw, say, krita, kara, etc., which are all not avyayas. But there are certain krudantas which are avyayas. Krudmejantaha iti uchyate. So makaranta, akrut which ends in makara or h will be an avyaya. Okay, say for example, tumun. Kartum is a krudanta avyaya. Krutva, agatya, ktva, lyap. So all those will end up being avyayas. Okay, so there is a krudanta avyaya. Now, if an upapada has to combine with an avyaya, yadi upapadam avyayena, ama eva, so it combines with only one avyaya, which is ama. Am here refers to a pratyaya called namul. Okay, namul iti krit pratyaya hasti. Namul ityatra lakarasya halantyam ityanena itsamya. Nakarasya chutu ityanena itsamya. So it remains as am. So the am here refers to a namul pratyaya. Okay. And it is, since it is makaranta, and amulanta is always an avyaya. So if an upapada has to combine with an avyaya, it will combine only with amanta, that is namulanta. It will not combine with any other kridanta avyayas. An upapada will undergo samasa only with a namulanta avyaya and not with any other avyayas. Anyaihi kridavyayaihi samasaha nabhavati. So this is to establish that rule. There is also an additional plus there. Amaiva tulya vidhanam yadupapadam. Tadeva avyayena saha samasyate. So we'll come to the sutrartha later. We'll see what it means. Okay. So we'll see an example first. Svadum karam. Iti udaharanam dattam. Svadum kritva ityarthaha. Odanam bhungte iti sheshaha. So svadum kritva. So swadu is saying tasty. So he eats, he enjoys food. That is, it is very delectable. Saying that it is very delectable. Swadum krutva, saying swadu swadu. Swadu means tasty. So he eats food, saying that it is very tasty. Swadum krutva odanam bhukte. So swadum krutva ityatra, swadumi namul iti sutram. Svadum ityasmin upapade, namul pratyaha kriyate. So when svadum is the upapada, the krudhatu has namul. Namul is am pratyaya. So you have svadum, kru am, nitvadu achoyniti ityanena vriddhau, karu am, karam iti bhavati. Svadum, karam. Okay? So karam is an avyaya. Krinmejantaha ityanena avyayatvam asti. So svadum, karam ityasti. Idani, anena sutrena, this sutra, I mean, if you apply the previous rule, upapadam svadumi, iti saptam yantam, ataha upapada samyasti, upapadam ating ityanena iva samasaha bhavati. We can have samasa, but this establishes the rule that if an upapada is combining with an avyaya, that avyaya has to be namulanta, amanta. Okay? Amantena iva avyayena samasyate upapadam. So svadum karam ityatra upapada samasaha bhavati. Okay, we have an upapada samasa here. So what does it mean that amaha upapadam, that is an upapada of namul, will combine with namulantena avyayena samasyate. That kaha arthaha anyaihi kridavyayaihi upapada samasaha na bhavati. If there are other kridavyayas. Neha kala samaya velasu tumun. So kala samaya velasu. When kala samaya or vela is the upapada. Saptamyantam upapadam. So tumun pratyaha bhavati dhato. Kalaha bhoktum. Samayaha bhoktum. Vela bhoktum. Yodaharana. Now here kala is an upapada because of saptamyanta. Datra upapadam saptami samityanena upapada samyasti. Idam kridantam bhoktum iti tumunnantam avyayam. Again, krinmejantaha ityanena avyayatvam asti. Right? Kalaha samayaha velava bhoktum. Kalaha bhoktum. It is tite upapada samasaha bhavati va iti prashnaha na bhavati. Even though this is an upapada, upapada mating ityanena samase prapte, anena sutrena nishidhyate. Avyayena ama eva. Right? So if it is with an avyaya, it has to be only with a namulanta. So with other kridavyayas, there is no samasa. So kalaha bhoktum ityatra samasaha na bhavati. Okay. ಸೊ ಕಾಲ ಸಮಯಾದೀನಾಂ ಕಾಲ ಸಮಯ ವೇಳಾ ಇತ್ಯೇತೇಷಾಂ ಉಪಪದತ್ವೇ ಅಪಿ ಈವನ್ ದೋ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಉಪಪದಸ್ ತುಮುನ್ನಂತೇನ ಅವ್ಯಯೇನ ಸಹ ಸಮಾಸಃ ನ ಭವತಿ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸೂತ್ರ. ಓಕೆ, ಇಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಅ ಉಪಪದ ದಟ್ ಅನ್ ಉಪಪದ ವಿಲ್ ಕಂಬೈನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕಂಬೈನಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಅವ್ಯಯ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವಿತ್ ನಮುಲ್. There is a first point, but there is a further point in this. There are some sutras in which both namul and another pratyaya are given for the same upapada. Samane upapade namul pratyaya vidhiyate, anyaha api pratyaya vidhiyate. Okay, say for if that is the case, if the upapada is given for namul and for some other pratyaya, then the upapada will not combine with the namul also. It will combine only when it is an upapada exclusively for namul. Ama eva tulya vidhanam yad upapadam. Okay, if you go back to the sutra, ama eva tulya vidhanam yad upapadam. Arthat, am pratyaya matra vidhayaka shastrena. Ama eva saha ityukte, ಅಂ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ ಮಾತ್ರ ವಿಧಾಯಕ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರೇಣ ಯಸ್ಯ ಉಪಪದ ಸಂಜ್ಞ ವಿಧೀಯತೆ. ಅನ್ ಉಪಪದ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ಲೂಸಿವ್ಲಿ ಫಾರ್ ನಮುಲ್, ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಸ್ವಾದುಮಿ ನಮುಲ್ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತೆ ಉಪಪದಸ್ಯ ಕೇವಲ ನಮುಲ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ ಏವ ವಿಧೀಯತೆ, ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೂತ್ರ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಕೇಸ್ ತದ್ ಉಪಪದಂ ಅವ್ಯಯೇನ ಸಮಸ್ಯತೆ, ಅರ್ಥಾತ್ ತೇನ ಅವ್ಯಯೇನ ನಮುಲ್ ಅಂತೇನ ಸಮಸ್ಯತೆ. ಇಫ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಕೇಸ್ ವೇರ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನಮುಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್, then it will not combine with the namul also. Yatra samane upapade namula saha anyaha api kaschit pratyaha vidhiyate. So it is not amaiva tulya vidhanam, it is not being given only for but for something else also. Tatra namulantena saha api upapada samasaha na bhavati, so anya pratyayantena na bhavati iti jnatam. It will not combine with other avyayas is known, but it will not combine with namul also if it is a common upapada for namul and something else. Amaiva iti kim agre bhojam agre bhuktva tasti vibhasha agre prathama purveshu iti sutrena ktva namulau. So agre prathama purva ityeteshu upapadeshu ktva pratyaha api bhavati namul pratyaha api bhavati. In the same rule we have both ktva and namul. If you have khtva, it is agre bhuktva. If you have namul, it is agre bhojam. So in this case, even with the namul antavyaya, there is no samasa. Okay, it will not combine with either. Therefore, it remains as agre bhojam, agre bhuktva. Okay. So amacha anyena cha tulya vidhana metat. So here, the upapada is for that is namul, and also for something else. Okay. So in this case, there is no samasa either with namul or with something else, which means upapada will come if it has to combine with a kritanta avyaya, that avyaya has to be namulanta and the upapada has to be with respect only to that namul and not for any other pratyaya. Okay, which means the combination will happen when the krit pratyaya is given, that is only namul is being given by that sutra. Okay, so let's so upapadasya agra shabdasya namulantena api samasah na bhavati, not tumunanta, this is ktvantena, bhuktva is a ktvanta, ktvanta avyaya, ktvantena api samasah na bhavati. Okay, we'll go back and read only the mula so that it is clear. Sorry, the upapada ktva is enjoyed with tumun, not with what does that mean? Kala samaya velasi tumun tva namulau. I'll see. I don't have your textbook, but I'll okay, if you can send me a scan paragraph, I'll see what they mean. So tulya vidhanam. Namul. Okay, so somebody of you can just send me a scan of that. I don't have the textbook, so I look at it and explain what. Not with There is a question by Priya who says that the textbook says Kala, Samaya, etc. Their Upapada Tva is enjoined with Tumun but not with Am. I am unable to understand what that sentence means. So she says page 7, para 1. That somebody, any of you can send me a scan of that page 7 or probably also page 6. Sorry. Their Upapadatvam. Okay. So their Upapadatvam is enjoined with Tumun, but not with Am. I still don't understand it, so please. So Hariji offers do you have an additional copy of the textbook? apart from what you need. Okay, so maybe you can please send it so that I can have it for reference if I have a copy of the textbook. Yeah, thank you, Hariji. I'll then look at it. So I'll look at the textbook and see what is there in the next. So we'll go ahead. I'll look at the textbook and see. One second. So Vasudevanji says that the Bala Manorama has a similar one, which is probable. I'll just see what the Bala Manorama says. Okay, Amaiva Vyayena. Where is it? Ampratya Matra Vidhayaka Shastrena Amayeva Saha Yasya Upapada Samya Vidhiyate Tad Upapadam Avyayena Samasyate Iti Avat. Bhoktumiti Yadyapi Kala Samaya Velasu Iti Saptami Nirdeshat Kala Samaya Velanam Upapadatvam Tathapi Kaladinam Upapada Samya Tumuna Tulya Vidhana Eva Natu Ama. So that is what I think I said. I don't know what is English. What he says is Kala Samaya Velasu iti Saptami Nirdeshat. Since Kala Samaya Velasu ityatra Saptami Nirdeshaha Kala Samaya Velanam Upapadatvam. They have Upapadatva. That is the Upapada Samya Asti. Kintu Tathapi Kaladinam Upapada Samya Tumuna Tulya Vidhana. So it is with respect to Tumun. Tatra Upapadam Saptamistham. Arthat Pratyaya Vidhiyamane Saptamistham Upapadam. Kena, so it is the Upapada Samya is coming along with Tumun. Okay, it is joined to Tumun and not to Am, not to Ama. Atayeva Kaladinam Upapadatvepi Nasamasaha Ityarthaha. Okay, now what does the textbook say? Although the words Kala, Samaya and Vela get Upapada Samya as per that is what he is saying. As per Kala Samaya Vela Su Tumun, their Upapadatvam is enjoined with Tumun but not with Am. So the Upapada Samya for them is with Tumun. That is Tumun Pratyayena Upapada Samya, because with that it is only Tumun which is being given and not Am. So their Upapadatvam is enjoined with Tumun but not with Am. Yes, that is correct. That is what I said. Is there? See, in Swadhuminamul, Swadum is an Upapada. Upapadam Kena Saha. The Upapada is being given with Namul. Right? So, Namul Pratyaya Vidhayaka Sutre Tebhyaha Upapada Samya Diyate. So, Ama Tulya Vidhanam Yat Upapadam. So, an Upapada which is given in association with Namul. So will combine with that namulanta avyaya. Kala samaya vela su tumun ityatra. Kala samaya vela ityatesham upapada samya asti. Kintu kena tumun pratyayena saha tulya vidhanam. The upapada samya is being given along with the tumun pratyaya, not with the namul pratyaya. So in this case there is no samasa. Ama tulya vidhanam, where an upapada samya is being given only with Amanta, Namulanta, Ama Eva Tulya Vidhanam Yat Upapadam. So an Upapada Samya which is being given ಓನ್ಲಿ ವಿತ್ ನಮುಲಂತ ವಿಲ್ ಕಂಬೈನ್ ವಿತ್ ದಟ್ ಅವ್ಯಯ ನಮುಲಂತ ಅವ್ಯಯ ಅನ್ ಉಪಪರ ಸಂಜ್ಞ ವಿತ್ ಸಮ್ ಅದರ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ವಿತ್ ತುಮುನ್ ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕೇಸ್ ಈವನ್ ದೋ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ ಉಪಪದ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕಂಬೈನ್ ವಿತ್ ದಟ್ ಅವ್ಯಯ ವಿತ್ ಇಸ್ ಭೋಕ್ತುಂ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಸಮಾಸಃ ನ ಭವತಿ ಸೊ ಯತ್ರ ಅಮಾಚ ಅನ್ಯೇನತ ತುಲ್ಯ ವಿಧಾನಂ ಸೊ ಇನ್ ಕೇಸಸ್ ವೇರ್ ವಿಭಾಷಾಗ್ರೇ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಪೂರ್ವೇಶು ಅಗ್ರೇ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಅಂಡ್ ಪೂರ್ವ ಆರ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಉಪಪರ ಸಂಜ್ಞ ವಿತ್ ನಮುಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಿತ್ ಕ್ತ್ವ ಬೋತ್ ಕ್ತ್ವ ಅಂಡ್ ನಮುಲ್ ಆರ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಗಿವನ್ ದೇರ್ ಓಕೆ ಅಮಾಚ ಅನ್ಯೇನಚ ತುಲ್ಯ ವಿಧಾನಂ ಸೊ ಅಂ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯೇನ ತಥೈವ ಕ್ತ್ವಾ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯೇನ ತುಲ್ಯ ವಿಧಾನಂ ತಸ್ಯ ಉಪಪದಸ್ಯ ಅತಃ ತತ್ರಾಪಿ ಸಮಾಸಃ ನ ಭವತಿ ಯತ್ರ ಅಮಾ ಏವ ತುಲ್ಯ ವಿಧಾನಮಸ್ತಿ ತತ್ರೈವ ಸಮಾಸಃ ಅಗ್ರಿಮಂ ಸೂತ್ರಮಸ್ತಿ ತೃತೀಯ ಪ್ರಭೃತೀನಿ ಅನ್ಯತರಸ್ಯಾಂ ಉಪದಂಶ ತೃತೀಯಾಯಾಂ ಇತ್ಯಾದೀನಿ ಉಪಪದಾನಿ ಅಮಂತೇನ ಅವ್ಯಯೇನ ಸಹ ವಾ ಸಮಸ್ಯಂತೆ ಸೊ ಅಮಾ ಇತಿ ಅನುವರ್ತತೆ ತೃತೀಯ ಪ್ರಭೃತೀನಿ ಅನ್ಯತರಸ್ಯಾಂ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ತಿ ಅಮಾ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ತಿ ಅನ್ಯತರಸ್ಯಾಂ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತೆ ವಿಕಲ್ಪಃ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥಃ ಸೊ ಉಪದಂಶ ತೃತೀಯಾಯಾಂ ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಅಮಾಂಗ್ ದ ಕೃತ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ ಸೊ ಉಪದಂಶ ತೃತೀಯಾಯಾಂ 3, 4, 47 ಇತ್ಯಾರಭ್ಯ ಅನ್ವಚ್ಯಾನುಲೋಮ್ಯೆ 3, 4, 64 ಇತ್ಯಂತ ಸೂತ್ರೋಪಾತ್ತಾನಿ ಉಪಪದಾನಿ ಅತ್ರ ವಿವಕ್ಷಿತಾನಿ ಸೊ ದ ತೃತೀಯ ಪ್ರಭೃತೀನಿ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತೆ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೂತ್ರ ದಿಸ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಅಮಂಗ್ ಕೃದಂತ ಫ್ರಮ್ 3, 4, 47 to 3, 4, 64 ಸೊ ದೀಸ್ ಉಪಪದಾಸ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಉಪಪದಾಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಇನ್ ದೀಸ್ ಸೂತ್ರಸ್ ಅಮಂತೇನ ಅವ್ಯಯೇನ ಸಹ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಮುಲ್ ವಿಧಾಯಕ ಸೂತ್ರಸ್ ಓಕೆ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಸೂತ್ರಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೋಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಗಿವ್ ನಮುಲ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಮ್ ಆಸ್ ದ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ ಸೊ ಉಪದಂಶ ತೃತೀಯಾಯಾಮ್ ಇತ್ಯಾರಭ್ಯ ಅನ್ವಚ್ಯಾಲುಲೋಮ್ಯೆ ಇತ್ಯಂತ ಸೂತ್ರೋಪಾತ್ತಾನಿ ಉಪಪದಾನಿ ಅಮಂತೇನ ಅವ್ಯಯೇನ ಸಹ ವಾ ಸಮಸ್ಯಂತೆ ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆಪ್ಷನಲ್ ಸಮಾಸ ವಿತ್ ದ ಅಮಂತ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಉಪಪದ ಸಮಾಸ ಇಸ್ ಅ ನಿತ್ಯ ಸಮಾಸ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಮೈವಾವ್ಯಯೇನ ವೇರ್ ಡು ವಿತ್ ವಿ ಡೂ ವಿತ್ ಅಮೈವಾವ್ಯಯೇನ ತತ್ರಾಪಿ ನಿತ್ಯ ಸಮಾಸ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಕಂಪಲ್ಸರಿ ಸಮಾಸ ಓಕೆ ವಿ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅ ವಿಗ್ರಹ ಬಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಅನ್ ಆಪ್ಷನಲ್ ಸಮಾಸ ಸೊ ಉಪಪದಾಸ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ 3, 4, 47 ಅಂಡ್ 3, 4, 64 ವಿಲ್ ಕಂಬೈನ್ ಆಪ್ಷನಲಿ ವಿತ್ ದ ನಮುಲ್ಲಂತ ಮೂಲಕೇನ ಉಪದಂಶಂ ಭುಂಕ್ತೆ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಉಪದಂಶ ತೃತೀಯ ಸೊ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಉಪದಂಶ ಸೊ ಉಪ ಪೂರ್ವಕ ದಶಧಾತೋ ನಮುಲ್ ವಿಧೀಯತೆ ಓಕೆ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ನಮುಲ್ಲಂತ ಉಪದಂಶಂ ಇಸ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಓಕೆ ಸೊ ಉಪದಂಶಂ ತೃತೀಯಾಯಾಮ್ ಸೊ ತೃತೀಯ ಇಸ್ ದ ಉಪಪದ ಹಿಯರ್ ಮೂಲಕೇನ ಉಪದಂಶಂ ಭುಂಕ್ತೆ ಮೂಲಕೋಪದಂಶಂ ಭುಂಕ್ತೆ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಡೂ ಅ ಸಮಾಸ ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆಪ್ಷನಲ್ ಸಮಾಸ ಅಮಂತೇನ ಅವ್ಯಯೇನ ಸಹ ವಾ ಸಮಸ್ಯಂತೆ ಸೊ ಮೂಲಕೇನ ಉಪದಂಶಂ ಭುಂಕ್ತೆ ಇತಿ ವ್ಯಸ್ತವಾಕ್ಯಮಿ ಸಾಧು ಮೂಲಕೋಪದಂಶಂ ಭುಂಕ್ತೆ ಇತಿ ಸಮಸ್ತಮಿ ಸಾಧು ಓಕೆ ಸೊ ಬೋತ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕರೆಕ್ಟ್ ಸೊ ಉಪದಂಶ ತೃತೀಯಾಯಾಮ್ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ನಮುಲ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ ಉಪದಂಶಂ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರ ನಮುಲಂತಃ ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ವುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ಪೂರ್ವಸೂತ್ರೇಣ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಸಮಾಸೇ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತೆ ಅನೇನ ವಿಕಲ್ಪಃ ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಮಾ ಏವ ತುಲ್ಯ ವಿಧಾನಂ ಅಮೈವಾವ್ಯಯೇನ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಸಮಾಸಃ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ನೋತಿ ಬೈ ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ರೂಲ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ನಿತ್ಯ ಸಮಾಸ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನಿಂಗ್ ಸೊ ಪ್ರಿವೆಂಟಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆಪ್ಷನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಬೈ ದಿಸ್ ಸೂತ್ರ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ we call a prapta vibhasha purva sutrena prapte anena vibhasha nama vikalpah kriyate so in the absence of this sutra it would have been only mulakopadamsham we could not have had mulakena upadamsham okay so because of this we have both mulakena upadamsham bhunkte iti vyasta prayogah api sadhuhu mulakopadamsham bhunkte iti samasta prayogah api sadhuhu ಉಚ್ಚೈಃಕಾರಂ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಸೊ ಅತ್ರ ಉಚ್ಚೈಃಕಾರಂ ಅವ್ಯಯೇ ಅಯಥಾಭಿಪ್ರೇತಾಖ್ಯಾನೇ ಕೃನ್ಯಃ ಕ್ತ್ವಾ ನಮುಲೌ ಇತಿ ನಮುಲ್ ನಾನು ಸೂತ್ರ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅವ್ಯಯೇ ಅಯಥಾಭಿಪ್ರೇತಾಖ್ಯಾನೇ ಅವ್ಯಯೇ ಉಪಪದೇ ಅವ್ಯಯ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ ಉಪಪದ ಕೃನ್ಯಃ ಕೃಧಾತುಃ क्त्वा प्रत्ययः भवति नमुल् प्रत्ययः अपि भवति नौ बिकॉज इट सेज दिस इज अगेन विद इन दट रेंज 3459 ओके बिटवीन दट सो दिस अव्यय विल कंबाइन ऑप्शनली विद दिस नमुल अंत उच्चैः कारम उच्चैः कारम सो बोथ व्यस्त एंड समस्त प्रयोगस आर करेक्ट इन दिस केस देयर इज नो डिफरेंस इन फॉर्म ओके सिंस इट इज पूर्वपद इज एन अव्यय यू कैन नॉट सी अ डिफरेंस If it is moolakena upadamsham, vyasta prayoge pratyaha shruyate, supratyaha, samasta pade pratyaha na shruyate. Atratu vyasta prayoge pi pratyaha na shruyate. Since it is an avyaya, the sup will anyway get deleted. So either way the form is uchaihkaram. Swarabhedaha prayojanam. So the point in having two different, that is samasa and vigraha, is a difference in swara. If it is a samasa, there will be a different swara. If it is a vyasta, there is a different swara. Purva sutrena aprapte vachanam. Now, in this case, in the absence of this sutra, there would not have been samasa at all. Why? This is not amaiva tulya vidhanam. This is being given, the upapada is with ktva and namul. Both ktva and namul. So, by the previous sutra, we would not have had a samasa at all. In that case, this is giving an amantena avyayena saha va samasyante. So this rule does not expect amaiva tulya vidhanam. It just says it combines optionally with the amanta. Okay. So uchaih karam iti samasaha api bhavati. Uchaihi karam iti vyasta prayogaha api bhavati. Okay. So in one case it is a prapta vibhasha. Purva sutrena nityam prapte anena vikalpyate. Whereas atra purva sutrena aprapte aprapta vibhasha. अत्रे अनेन विकल्प्यते देयर इज अ क्वेश्चन बाय प्रिया शी सेज इन अष्टाध्यायी फॉर अमैव अव्ययेन देयर आर टू नंबर्स शोइंग अनुवृत्ति देयर इज वन इन ब्रैकेट्स एंड देयर इज 21 नंबर 1 इज विद इन ब्रैकेट्स आई डोंट नो आई मीन इट शोस दैट 21 दैट द अमा अव्ययेन इज गोइंग ऑन टू द 21st सूत्र दैट इज ओके आई डोंट नो व्हाट इज 1 Which Ashtadhyayi? Which is this Ashtadhyayi that you are referring to? Maybe they mean to say that only the Ama, the first word is being taken as Anuvritti. I'm not sure. I mean, that's just a guess. Because the Eva is not taken here. So, that's just a guess. I look at it and then let you know. That is probably what they mean by one. So, no. I have no idea. I'll... Oh no, that is the one is for this, I'm sorry. At the end of it you have this, what we call Sangraha. At the end of, if you look at the end of each Pada, yeah, that is the Eva, I don't know if it is Anuvritti, but anyway, the one refers to the first section. If you look at the end of each Pada, they have one sentence which gives the whole thing. What is this? I'm trying to recollect the sentence. There's a sentence which helps you to remember the sutras. So what they do is they take one word from the first sutra. And then from the 21st, they make it into sections of 20. Say for example, if you look at the first pada of Ashtadhyayi, the first sutra is Vriddhi, Vriddhiradait. The 21st sutra is Adyantavadekasmin. The 41st is Avyayi Bhavascha. So, at the end of the pada, Vriddhiradyantavad Avyayi Bhavaha Pratyasya Luk Panchadasha. So, there is what we call, I forget the name for it. It is to remember the sutras. I mean, if you are trying to by heart it, so you know that 120 is correct if the 21st sutra in that is Adyantavad Ekasmin. So the one shows that this is the first section in this pada because it is the 20th sutra. The next one begins there. Okay. So I don't know if you actually understood. I didn't explain it very clearly. So Vriddhir Adyantavad Avyayi Bhavaha Pratyasya Luk Panchadasha is the vakya at the end of the first pada of the first adhyaya. So Vriddhihi, the first sutra is Vriddhihi, Vriddhiradaich. The 21st is Adyantavad Ekasmin. Vriddhir Adyantavad Avyayi Bhavaha. The 41st is Avyayi Bhavascha. And the 61st is Pratyasya Lukshrirupaha. And after that, there is Panchadasha, 15. Which means that Pada has 60 plus 15, 75 sutras. Okay, so it helps you to remember the number of sutras and also reference points in between, in case you miss some sutra in between, etc. So I guess that is it. If you look at the other padas, you should be able to see that, if that is the case. Okay. Any other questions? Uttreshkaramiti. What does the Bala Manorama say is a question. Uchaihi Kratva Ityatratu Avyaye Ayathabhi Pretakhyane Kranyaha Ktvanamulav. So that is what you can have both forms, Uchaihi Karam and Uchaihi Kratva. So in case of Uchaihi Karam, there is both Samasa and Vigraha, whereas Uchaihi Kratva, the Samasa does not happen. Okay? Uchaihi Kratva Ityatratu Avyaye Ayathabhi Pretakhyane Kranyaha Ktvanamulav. Tatra Uchaihi Karam Ityatra Upapadatvasya Amaiva Tulya Vidhana Swabhavat. Since it is not Ama Eva Tulya Vidhana, Amaiva Vyayena iti aprapte anena vikalpaha. So the previous rule will not apply because the Upapada is not only with Am, it is also with Ktva. So Purva iti aprapte. So there will not be any samasa by the previous rule anena vikalpaha. Whereas this rule, Tritiya Prabhati Ninnatarasyam, offers an option. Samasa Pakshe. Adir Namulyanya Tarasyam iti Krud Uttara Pada Prakriti Swaraha Arjudatattvam. So he explains that Swarabheda. What is the difference if you do a samasa or if it is a vigraha? If you do a samasa, it is Arjudatattva. Asamasa Pakshetu Uchaihi iti Pit Sutrena Antodatattvam. So in one case, the U will be Udatta. In the other case, the I Uchaihi ityatra Ikarasya Udatattvam Bhavati iti Antodatattvam. Iti phale bhedaha. So that is the difference between having a samasa and not having a samasa. Amantena iti kim paryaptaha bhoktum. Paryapti vachaneshu iti tumun. So this rule applies only for namulantas. So with tumunanta, even if it falls within that range. Paryapti vachaneshu valamartheshu ityanena tumun pratyayena saha. Tumunantena saha samasaha nabhavati. That is what he says. Any specific questions in that? Pit Sutra just is that Pratipadika. I don't remember the Sutra. Pit is refers to a Pratipadika. Okay. So there are Sutras for Swaras, giving Swaras to Pratipadikas. So generally a Pratipadika will be Antodatta. Okay. There is some Sutra which I don't remember. I'm sorry. Pishaha. Something it comes up. Pishonta Udattaha. Okay. Sorry. That is the sutra. The Pit Sutra means the Pishanta Udattaha. Pit is an ancient term for Pratipadika. Antaha Udattaha. So for a general Pratipadika, the Anta will be Udatta. That is Pit Sutra and Antodatta. Okay. So we'll continue. So Ktvacha. Tritiya Prabhratini Upapadani Ktvantena Saha Vasamasyante. So Upapada Samase Chaturtham Sutram. Adau Upapadamatim Dvitiyam Amayvavyayena Tritiyam Tritiya Prabhratini Anyatarasyam Atra Ktvacha Tritiya Prabhratini Iti Anuvartate Ktvantena Saha Vikalpena Samasyante. Uchaihi Kritva Uchaihi Kritya. So as I said, Uchaihi Kritva Purva Sutrena Samasaha Nabhavati. So Atsya Anena Sutrena Vikalpena Vidhiyate. So, if it is between that range, the same range, Ramta, Mulakena, sorry, Upadamsha Srutiyayam, till that, whatever was given. So, if, those words will combine optionally with Ktva. Uchaih Kritva, Uchaih Kritya. Here, you can see the difference. Okay? Uchaihi Kritva iti Vyastam. Samase tu Uchaih Kritya. Samase anaipurve Ktvolyap iti Sutram. Okay. Avyaye yathabhi pretakhyane krimyaha ktvanamulau iti ktva. So there is a ktva pratyaya. Once you do a samasa, Kthva will be replaced by lyap. Samase anai purve kthvo lyap. Wherever you have a samasa, as long as it is not nai, you will have the kthva being replaced by lyap. So if it is samasa, it is uchaihi krutya. If it is yasta, it is uchaihi kthva. So tritiya pravritini iti kim. So here also, tritiya pravritinyeva upapadani kthvantena saha samasyante. Alam kritva khalu kritva. Alam khalvoh pratishedhayoh pracham kritva iti kritva. So this is 3418. This is before the range. The range was 3447 to 64. Okay. So since this does not fall within that range, there is no samasa with kritva. Alam kritva khalu kritva iti vyastayeva. Okay. That's all. So that is upapada samasa. The first rule is a general upapadam ating samanyataha upapadam ating antena tathu subutpatteh prak kridantena samasyate. Okay, that is over. So the other three rules are refer to avyayas, where the resultant kridanta is an avyaya. Okay, so where the resultant kridanta is an avyaya, if it is any avyaya other than namul and ktva, there is no samasa. Okay, say for example, if it is tumun, there is no samasa. No upapada samasa at all. Upapada samasa will not happen with any kridavyaya other than kthva and namul. So for kthva, there is an optional samasa only if the rule for that kthva falls in between 3447 and 3464. So if the kthva pratyaya is given by a sutra between in this range, then there is an optional samasa. Okay. Otherwise, with kthva, there is no samasa. So, with namulanta, if it is namul, if it is between this range, again, if it is between 3447 and 3464, there is an optional samasa. Okay. So, if it is beyond this range, if there is a namul outside this range, then yadi amaiva tulya vidhanam, if that rule gives only namul, then there is a compulsory samasa. If it gives namul and something else, there is no samasa. Is that clear? So for, if it is not an avyaya, you don't have to worry. Upapadamating ityanena nitya samasaha. It is a compulsory samasa. If the kridanta is an avyaya other than kthva and namul, there is no upapada samasa. If it is kthva pratyayanta, if the kthva is given by a sutra between 3447 and 64, there is an optional samasa. Otherwise, there is no samasa. If it is namul, if it is given between these sutras, 3447 and 64, there is an optional samasa. Outside this range, if it is only namul, there is compulsory samasa. If it is namul and something else, there is no samasa. Is that clear? Please write it down and remember this, because otherwise it is not possible to remember. Tritiya pravritini means that from upadamshas tritiyayam. So from there, so it does not specify the end. The end has to be inferred by commentary. Tritiya and etc. So Priya asks, what does Tritiya Pravritini mean in the sutra? It means Tritiya and others. The Tritiya is a reference to the sutra Upadamshas Tritiyayam. So from there, so till where the sutra does not specify, we take it from commentaries like the Bhashya. From there till 3464. Any other questions? So that was the last of Tatpurusha Samasa. Okay, so in Tatpurusha, we have studied all others now. There is Samana Tatpurusha, that is from Dvitiya till Saptami. Then there is Ekadeshi Samasa, which is given as a part of Shashti. There is Ku, Gati, Pradayaha. there is nai, there is upapada. So these are the kinds of tatpurusha samasa. They have finished all. Now he moves on to the samasantas of tatpurusha. Tatpurusha samase vishishya keke samasantaha. Which are the samasantas specific to tatpurusha? Okay. Tatra tatpurushasya angule sankhya vyayadehe iti sutram. Tatpurushasya angulehe sankhya avyayadehe iti trini padani santi. Samasantaha ityadhikaraha. Ach pratyanvapurvat samalomnaha ityataha ach iti anvartate. Tatpurushasya ina tatpurusha samasa angulehe for the word anguli. Ach, there is ach pratyaya. Sankhya avyayadehe. When the beginning, when the first word, that is the purvapada, is either sankhya or avyaya. Okay. In all samasantas, it is very easy to understand. There is nothing much to do. If you look at the words, you will understand what it means. So sankhya avyayadehe, anguljantasya tatpurushasya. Tatpurusha samasa which begins with sankhya, a number or an avyaya, anguljantasya and ends with anguli. Samasantaha ach syat. So there is an ach pratyaya added as a samasa. Dve anguli pramanam asya dvyangulam daru. So anguli is ikananta. So dve anguli pramanam. So that which measures two fingers. That is the length of something is about two fingers. Okay. Dve anguli pramanam asya ityarthe. Dvi anguli ityanayohu. Dve anguli pramanam. So dvi au anguli au. Dve anguli. So there is a dvivachana of both. So dvi anguli ityasti. Tadhitarthottarapada samaharecha iti tadhitarthe dvigusamasaha. So tadhitartha pramanam asya. So you are going to have a tadhita. So tadhitarthe dvigusamasaha kriyate. So the amasanta always applies as soon as we do a samasa. As soon as the samasa sutra. You write the samasa, immediately you have to add the samasanta. So, tatpurushasya angulehe ityanena ach pratyaya kriyate. Now, that whole thing is a pratipadika. Okay. Including the a. That is why we do it immediately and then the whole thing is a pratipadika. Including the samasanta. So, dvi au anguli au a ityasya pratipadika samnyasti kruttardhira samasascha ityanena. Supodhatu pratipadika yoho ityanena subluk dvi anguli a. Idanim pramane pramanamasya measure ityarthe pramane dvayasach dagnai matrataha iti dvayasach pratyaha. So we added dvayasach which is a tadhita. That is why this is a tadhitartha dvigu. Okay. And that pratyaya will be deleted. Dvigor nityam ityanena look. Okay. So dvi anguli a ityasti. Ikarasya esyaticha ityanena lopaha. So dvi anguli a. Ikoyanachi ityanena yanadeshe krute dvyangula iti pratipadikam dvyangulam daru. So a piece of wood which measures about two fingers. Okay, dvyangulam daru. So it's probably as thick as two fingers. I mean it depends on the context. It doesn't say which it is the length or the width. Pramanam. So measure of two fingers. Probably a piece of wood which is as thick as two fingers. So dvyangulam daru sankhya dehe. So this is a case where sankhya is in the first. Nirgatam angulibhyaha nirangulam, that which has come out from the fingers, probably whatever you have, a nail which you have cut out, could be it. So niradayaha krantadyarthe panchamya iti pradisamasaha. Okay, so it is a pradisamasa. Nir iti panchamyantena samasyate. So I have not given prakriya for all. I think you should be able to do it. So there is nir and anguli and there is nasi. No, sorry, bhyas. Because it is bahuvachana. So you have nir, anguli, bhyas. And then you have the a. So niranguli, a. Ikarasya lope, nirangula. Okay, nirangulam. Whatever it refers to. So the effect of this is to convert the ikaranta anguli to an akaranta. It becomes nirangula. Dvyangula. It becomes akaranta. Okay. So tatpurushasya angulyehe sankhya avyayadehe. Idam avyayam. Avyayadihi tatpurushaha. Dvyangulam ityatra sankhyadihi tatpurushaha. Okay. So we will. Okay, we'll do this. Ahas sarvaika sankhyata punya charatrehe. Okay, agrimam sutram. So there is three words. Ahaha sarva ekadesha sankhyata punyat ratrehe. So the word ratri gets ach, achiti anuvartate. Samasantaha ityadhikaraha. Ach iti anuvartate, tatpurushasya iti anuvartate. So tatpurusha which begins with these. Ahaha, the word ahan, sarva, ekadesha. Ekadesha means a part. Say for example, purva, para, uttara, they are all called ekadesha. We have already came across these in ekadeshi samasa. Okay? Sankhyata, punyat. So ratrehe. So, Ebhyaha ratrehe achyat. Ebhyaha parasya. So when the word ratri is preceded by one of these, there is ach as the samasanta. Chat sankhya avyayadehe. It says cha. So from the previous case, we also bring in sankhya avyaya. So there are seven things here. Ahaha, sarva, ekadesha, sankhyata, punya, sankhya, and avyaya. So when any of these is the purva pada and ratri is the uttara pada, we have ach. Ahargrahanam dvandvartham iti vartikam. Now, aha and ratri cannot combine in a tatpurusha. Aha means day and ratri is a night. So, there is no tatpurusha samasa between them. So, there is a dvandva. So, there is a vartika which says ahargrahanam dvandvartham. Ahashcha ratrishcha. So, day and night. Aho ratraha. So, this sutra is very, very important because, I mean, we frequently use words which end in ratri. So there are some cases where it is ratrihi, there are some cases where it is ratraha. So if it is any of these, it will become ratraha. Ratri a. Ikarasya yasyeticha ityanena lopaha. Ratraha iti rupam. Aho ratraha. Day and night. Okay. So ratranhaha pumsi iti pumstvam. In addition to becoming akaranta, it is also pullinga. Because ratra anha ahaha pumsi. If it is ratra, it is pullinga. Ratri is strilinga. Once you convert it into ratra, it becomes pullinga. Aho ratraha means day and night. It is a dvandva. The rest all will be tatpurusha. Sarva ratrihi. Ahaha sarva. Okay, sarva ratrihi. All nights will be sarva ratraha. So it is ach. It becomes ratra and it becomes pullinga. Sarva ratraha. Purvakalaika sarvajarat purana namakevala samanadhikaranena iti karmadharayaha. So that is the rule which gives the samasa. Sarvanamno vritti matre pumvadbhavaha. It is sarva ratrihi. But once it combines in a samasa, in any samasa, a sarvanama will get pumvadbhava. That is, it becomes like pullinga. So it is not sarva ratraha, it is sarva ratraha. Purvam ratrehe. Ahaha sarva ekadesha, a part. Purvam ratrehe, the beginning of the night. Jarthe, purva ratraha. The samasa is again by the, this is an ekadeshi samasa. Purvam ratrehe, it just be. So, purva apara adhara uttaram ekadeshina ekadhikarane, iti ekadeshi samasaha. Purvam ratrehe, iti. So, purva ratraha, iti rupam. Sankhyata ratrihi, nights which are, it is counted, that is you are waiting for something, so it is a night which is being counted, that is you are waiting for the night to pass. So sankhyata ratrihi, sankhyata ratraha, punya ratrihi, punya ratraha, an auspicious night is punya ratraha. Ahaha sarva ekadesha sankhyata punya. So punya ratrihi ubhayatra sankhyata ratrihi punya ratrihi ityatra visheshanam visheshena bahulam iti karmadharayaha. It is a visheshana, an adjective to the ratri. Pumvat karmadharaya jatiya deshiyeshu ityanena pumvat bhavaha. Because it is sankhyata and punya, it gets pumvat bhava by that sutra. And you have sankhyata ratraha punya ratraha. Dvayoho ratriyoho samaharaha. A group of two nights will be dviratram, dvigu samasaha, tadhitarthottaravala samahare cha ityanena, samahare dviguhu, it becomes dviratra, and a samahara dvigu is always napumsaka, so उपसर्गकं द्विरात्रम्। सनपुंसकम् इति सूत्रं पूर्वमेव अधीतं, वी हैव स्टडीड दैट सूत्र इन द्विगु समास। द समाहार द्विगु इज ऑलवेज इन अपुंसक, सो इट बिकम्स द्विरात्रम्। अतिक्रांतः रात्रिम्, ही हू हैज क्रॉस्ड नाइट। अतिरात्रः, दैट व्हिच क्रॉसेस द नाइट, सो इट इज अतिरात्रः। अत्यादयः क्रांताद्यर्थे द्वितीयया इति प्रादिसमासः। These are all sutras which you should be telling actually. I just gave it this time because you study the samasas. Samasanta is a good way to recollect the samasa vidhayaka sutras because there are different samasas which you will encounter there. Atikrantaha ratrim. Atyadayaha krantadyarthe dvitiyaya. It is pradi samasaha. Atiratraha. So dvijatram is a sankhya and this is avyaya. अहस् सर्वैकदेश संख्यात पुण्यात संख्या अव्ययादेहे। With all these, there is अच् as the समासांतः, the form becomes रात्र and it is पुल्लिंगा by रात्रान्हाः पुंसि। So he didn't give any other this. So that is why the उत्सव, say for example नवरात्र, नवरात्रोत्सवः, it is not नवरात्रि in संस्कृत, the correct form is नवरात्र। Whereas Shivaratrihi, if it is Shivaratrihi, it is Shivaratrihi and not Shivaratraha because Shiva is not included in the list. Okay. So you can see any other words, if it falls, comes under one of these, it will be Ratraha. Otherwise, it will be Ratrihi. Clear? Any questions? प्रश्नः अस्ति वा सुधीर महोदय? नवरात्रि, यू आर रेफरिंग टू द उत्सव, ओके, सो नवरात्रस्य इदम्, यू ऐड, ऐ थिंक यू ऐड तद्धिता एंड यू डिलीट दैट तद्धिता, आई विल सी व्हाट इज द वाय, द क्वेश्चन बाय वासुदेव जी इज वाई इज नवरात्र नॉट इन प्लूरल बिकॉज इट इज नाइन नाइट्स, ओके, सो नवरात्रोत्सव, इट इज रेफरिंग टू द उत्सव together as the Navaratra. Okay. Maybe because of that, but I'll see the exact derivation. We'll stop here and continue in the next class. Munitraya Namaskritya Tadukti Sri Bhavya Chavaya Karana Siddhanta Kaumudiyam Virachyate.